Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Hallelujah. This is the day the Lord has made. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Hallelujah. The Lord our God has awakened us. Hallelujah. To give him praise, to give him glory, to worship. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, he deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves it. Hallelujah.
He deserves the praise.
Hallelujah. You deserve it, O God.
Everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship. Lift your hands and bless them in this place.
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We are your servants, and we take pleasure in our prosperity. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that we will prosper through the prophets and the prophetic ministry. We believe the prophets, and we prosper. We are your servants, Lord, and we prosper. Oh, God, we thank you that you are the God of heaven that will prosper us. We live in the prosperity of the King of kings, the ruler of our nation, the one who owns the whole world and everything in it. Through your favor, we will prosper. Oh, God, we will be prosperous people. What a great God you are. We pray in secret and you reward us openly. We fast in secret and you reward us openly. You reward us because we diligently seek you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, release the wealth of the wicked into our hands. Lord, bring us into a wealthy place. We give you all the honor. We command blessings upon our storehouses. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. Oh, God, we love wisdom and we inherit substance and treasures, and our treasures are filled. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we refuse to allow the angel of blessing to depart until, oh, God, you bless us. Hallelujah. So this morning, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you're going to do on Bible Storyland. We bless and honor you this morning. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Good morning again. This is the day the Lord has made. He's allowed us to be in the land of the living today, and we are grateful to the Most High. It is family day today, and we have Karen Itell, oh God, Karen Itell from Houston, Texas, to play Song of Praise. Good morning, Karen. How you doing?
Good morning to you. I would like to Hello?
Hello, we're here.
We're glorifying the Lamb. I like to do that song.
Okay. He's a mighty king, no God like our God. Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. Psalms 49 says, my mouth shall speak of wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline mine ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying upon a harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when iniquity at the heel surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother. Oh, Father, I thank you for your word. Nor give to God a ransom for him, for the redemption of their soul is costly, and it shall cease forever. They shall continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is in their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, though an honor does not remain, he is like the beast that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and their posterity who approve their sayings. Like the sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed upon them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. He shall receive me. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. When he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself. For men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor does not understand. Is like the beast that perisheth. Thank God for his word this morning. I read Psalms 49. Every day is a great day to praise the Lord. Every day is a great day to call on our King, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the host of hosts. The King is here. We love it when the King is present. We love it. We bow humbly before our King. We give him honor and glory. We reverence our King and our Father. We exalt him with love and adoration. Be high and lifted up our King. How do we stand in the presence of a King? That's the question. How do we stand in the presence of a King? Do we applaud? Do we bow down? Do we close our eyes? What is proper protocol to stand in the presence of the King? Do we pray, or do we just stand in awe of his mighty holy presence? Do we address the Lord, your majesty, or do we bow humbly? How do we address him? What do we do in the presence of the King? Do we say, Abba, Father? Do we sit in front of him in humble submission? What do we do? Do we ask him about himself? What is protocol to stand before our Creator? We must wait to be invited to stand in front of the King, before the King, the Lord. We must wear holy garments to stand before our King. No spots or wrinkles will be on our holy garments. We must stand at attention to hear what our King will say. We must be ready to obey what he tells us. Today is Family Day on Bible Storyland, and we are standing in awe of the King. We stand in awe of the King. We invite the King, our King, to come into our homes on a daily basis. As for us and our houses, we will serve the Lord. Honor and obey our King. Our families need our God, our Father, our friend. He's our Savior, our Provider, our Healer, our Sanctifier. We are praising the Lord like never before. He's awesome. He's everything that we need. He protects our families, the fathers, the mothers, the children, the extended family members. Let's praise him. We're going to praise him this morning like never before. Every day we give him high and higher and higher praise. So this morning we are so happy we have back with us Pastor Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Minister G. How are you?
I'm doing great. We missed you.
God bless you. It's good to hear your voice. We had a wonderful vacation Bible school on this week, I'm telling you. The Lord blessed us. We had 56 on one night, and that was great because our church hadn't had vacation Bible school for a while.
Amen.
We had one who made a decision for Christ. She doesn't live here in Paducah. She lives in Louisville, but she's going to go back home and confess. But she was saved during vacation Bible school this week, so we are so pleased about that.
I know. Amen, amen, amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to sing What a Mighty God We Serve.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What a holy God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a holy God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. What a righteous God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a righteous God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a righteous God we serve. We serve. We serve. What a righteous God we serve.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God Almighty, who gives us great voices to sing praises unto him. Beautiful song. What a mighty God we serve. He's holy. He's righteous. He is mighty. That mightier than we ever could imagine. Every day I stand in awe of God, at his gracious goodness, at his mighty acts. He does wonderful things. Just look. Look around you. Smell the roses. Look at the flowers. Look at the trees and the things of the earth, how they're blooming and spreading out. It is springtime, and God is doing great things for his children. Even when you're going through trials and tribulations, he's still doing great things in your life. You may not understand. You're like, oh, God, what's this right here? This is happening. That happened. This happened. The other happened. He's still doing great things in your life. He still woke you up this morning. You're able to think. He's still doing great things in our lives, no matter what is occurring. Trials come. Why? To make us stronger. Tribulations come. Yeah, trials come. We are being strengthened on every side. Don't worry. God has got it. He got you. He got you. He got you. He got you. In the palm of his almighty hand, and nobody can snatch us out. So I thank God this morning that he is a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous king. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. We bless him this morning. No God is great like him. Can no God can even compare to our God. He's holy, righteous, mighty. Oh, my God. Nobody is like our God. He is king. He is ruler of the nation. He birthed kings into the earth. He's mighty. Can't even can't even describe him with human words. He's so great and so majestic. He is a majestic God. Well, I thank God this morning because he is a great God and because we're his very elect children. He called us out of the dark way. He didn't have to do it. He did not have to call us. But thank God he chose us. He knew how we were. He knew that we had a sin nature. But he said, I still want you. I'm going to clean you up, and I'm going to make you fit for my kingdom. So I thank God this morning for what he's doing and what he's going to do. He's doing great things in us. He's doing great things in all of his children. He loves us. I don't care what we do, he still loves us. Now, don't you think you're getting by with things now? He does chastise his children. He's a father. You know, like your daddy did when you were growing up, or your mama did, they got the belt. God chastises. And I tell you what, I'd rather my mama, my daddy chastise me than the father. I want to please God in every way. I don't know about you, but he know everything that we do. I am determined to please my father, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I don't want to sin against him. I'm glad he wrote the word on the tables of my heart, aren't you? So we can't sin against him. You know how we do? We're human. We like to slip, slide in the mud, but we can't do it. We got to stay on the path. How we stay on it? Keeping our eyes focused on him. We got to keep our eyes focused. We can't look cross-eyed. We can't look to the right, the left, up, down. Focus. How we stay focused? Call on his name. Lord, move these distractions from me. Lord, give me a heart to serve you. You know, David did it. He said, Lord, clean me up. Make me fit for your kingdom. Move all these spots from my garment. Help me, Lord. Lord, I repent. I did this, I did that. We may as well come clean. He already know before. He did what we were going to do. He knew it already. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. No God can compare to how great our God is. He is holy and righteous. He is mighty and majestic. He is powerful. Even his voice is majestic. Ain't nobody's voice like his. Listen to his voice. Don't he speak to you? If he's not speaking to you, then you need to get in a secret place and say, Lord, I need to hear your voice. Lord, some people say they hear your voice, but I need to hear it for myself. I can't just depend on them. I need to hear your voice. When the storms of life come and ain't nobody around, I need to hear your voice. So I thank the Lord that we can hear his voice. And when he speaks, you know, oh, my God, that's God. That is not all them other people. That is not my family. That's not my friends. That's God's voice. And some people say, something told me. Nope. God told me. Don't go that way. Do this right here. Now stop. I want you to do this right here. Obey the voice of God. That's most important. It's good to hear his voice, but it's just as good to be obedient. You already know obedience is better than sacrifice. I don't like to be sacrificed. No, I got to obey. That's what he's calling us to do in this hour. Obey him. Don't just hear his voice. Obey what he's telling you to do. When you hear his voice, he's usually telling you to do something. And it may be just get in his presence and wait. Sometimes he say, wait, 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 wait. I got something to tell you. Wait, just wait. So in his presence, there's fullness of joy. So we are so grateful this morning. It's time for the word. Our speaker this morning is chosen by God. He is a man after God's own heart. He has passed many tests. He's been in the lion's den, and God shut the mouth of the lions. He's been in the fiery furnace, and he was not singed, not a hair on his head was singed. But God, he has anointed him to reach the unreachable. So let's welcome the pastor of Children Born in Christ Ministry, Pastor Johnny McCray. Good morning, Pastor McCray. How are you? He'll be here. He's got his phone on mute, but he'll be right here. Good morning, Pastor McCray.
Good morning, Bible Story Land.
Good morning.
How y'all? How's everyone doing this morning? Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Can you hear me, everybody?
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear.
I'm coming in loud and clear. Amen. Happy Family Day. Today is Family Day. It's a glorious day. Amen. And I am so glad to be here today in the presence of the Lord. I'm so glad that the Lord has given me life, health, and strength, and the opportunity to be a representative of the Most High God. God has been so good to us. Amen. And we come to acknowledge him today. And I would like to, first of all, go before the throne of grace and mercy in prayer this morning. Amen. I just want to say unto all that God is truly good. Amen. Father, we come before your throne of grace and mercy this morning. In the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, God, we come to give you glory, honor, and praise. We come to proclaim your name on high, that there's victory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. There's victory in the cross. There's victory in the blood of Jesus. There's victory, amen, in his death, burial, and his resurrection. And we come to honor the Lord today. Amen. In a victorious way. He said, if I be lifted up, hallelujah, that I will draw all men unto me. And we come that we can draw, he be drawn, amen, that men will be drawn into the kingdom of God. Lord, we honor you this morning in the greatest way that we know how, and that's the humbleness of the spirit, amen. As we humble ourselves before you today, first of all, Lord, we ask that you decrease your servant today. Amen. As Johnny McCray, your pastor, your apostle, your leader, your chosen vessel, humble himself before you, God. I ask that you humble me and pour out your spirit into this vessel. Amen. As we exalt you right now, lift you up. Give us a word that will encourage us today. Because we, your people, we need to be encouraged. Amen. We need to be encouraged in the spirit. Amen. That we walk continually in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. That we lean not to our own understanding. Amen. And that we stay in the way. Amen. And focus on the truth and live the life that Christ gave up his life for. Amen. So God, I ask you today, amen, that you touch we your people. Touch the body of Christ. Amen. As we take on this endeavor for the rest of our lives. Amen. For we have picked up our own cross, and we have chosen to follow you. Amen. You said that we will have tribulations, but tribulations will bring about patience, and patience will give us the experience that we need, amen, to instill the hope for a victorious journey, amen, that we can do it until the end. Amen. That one great and noble day we'll stand before you, Father God. Amen. And you'll say unto us, the children of God, someone be encouraged, because this is our great reward. He said, enter in, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting on that glorious day. I'm looking forward to that when I stand before God. Hallelujah. The creator of the heaven and earth. And he said, enter in. Hallelujah. My good and faithful servant. Amen. For you have endured the cross. Amen. Hey, amen. And you have stayed here until the end. And now I want you to come in. It's resting time. Amen. It's resting time. Hallelujah. There will be no more sin one day. Hallelujah. No more pain. No more agony. No more frustration. Amen. No more death. Hallelujah. Oh, that glorious day is coming. And we just rejoicing now. Amen. Because God truly is a God that lives up to his promises. Amen. He told me everything he's told me so far have come to pass. And Lord, I know that when that day comes, it'll come to pass as well. So we have something to look forward to. And God, we just thank you for a word that you're sending now that will not return void, but will accomplish exactly what you set it out to do in Jesus' name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah. Friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down. Watch it. I'm going to be with Jesus. Ain't we looking forward to it? I'm going to live with him. Burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, but it's okay. Family don't treat me like they used to, but it's okay. The world don't treat me like they used to, but it's okay. Because I am focused on that great reward. Hallelujah. That reward that the Lord has promised. Amen. That one day I'll enter into his rest. Amen. Hallelujah. No more dying, no more pain, and no more struggling. Just the love, peace, and joy of being with the one who created the heaven and the earth in us, the Father. Amen. The scripture says, when the lambs and the lions lay together. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? Amen. There's no more conflict. Amen. Between our flesh, between the animals, between mankind. There's no more strife, there's no more anger, there's no more fighting. Hallelujah. Amen. No more sorrow. Hallelujah. Oh, man, that is good. We need to pass that message on to our children. Amen. Amen. We need to pass that message on to our loved ones. We need to let them know that there's a better time of coming. Amen. Although the Lord is with us in this time. Hallelujah. But we're still in the flesh. Amen. We got rewards that we're looking for, and we are receiving being in the body of Christ on earth, but there's a greater reward waiting on us. Hallelujah. That one day, amen, I can lay all my burdens down. I won't have to worry about sickness and loss of mothers and fathers and children, amen, and loved ones. I never have to worry about divorce. I don't have to worry about pain. I don't have to worry about sickness. Affliction, amen, arthritis, rheumatism, and all those things are going to pass away, amen. We're going to pass away. We got a great reward looking for us, amen. Amen, I say it's worthy, hallelujah. It's a worthwhile thing being a child of the Most High God, amen, being a member of the body of Christ, amen. So I'm just rejoicing today. I thank God for Bible Storyland and Sister G. Amen. The founder and overseer. Lord, may the Lord continue to bless her and bless her hands and everything that she does as she put her hand to the grinding stone. Amen. Grinding, amen, for the Lord. Amen. That others may be saved. Amen. Trying here to win the lost and in the cost, to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. In any way that the Lord opened the door for her to do it. Amen. Being a true prayer warrior, amen, praying for those who are sick, who need to be delivered, amen, giving them an uplifting word of encouragement, amen, that Jesus is alive. Amen. So we bless her and Bible Story Land. I thank God for allowing me to be the pastor and overseer of Children Born in Christ Ministries here in Jacksonville, Florida. Amen. And we just thank God for just being a part of what he is doing, being in his plan, being in his purpose. Amen. Predestinated for before time began for this season. Amen. To be a part of this new millennial generation, being prepared, amen, through the years to bring a word to these children, amen, to these young people, to this generation, amen, because there is a word from the Lord, and we know there is a God, hallelujah, amen, our creator, amen, there is a God, amen, who sits high and looks low, where heaven is the throne and the earth, hey, God is his footstool, and he has sent us a word, and his word will not return, Lord, but will accomplish what he's sending out to do. Amen. And on that same thought, amen, I would love for us to turn to the book of Isaiah this morning. Amen. From the book of Isaiah 55, amen, we're going to start reading at verse 6. Amen, I believe it is. We'll start at verse 3. Isaiah 55 and 3 through Isaiah 55. And 11, amen, it is, I believe. Amen. So we'll start reading. God, will you bless us this morning with your word, through your word, amen. Amen. The word of God reads as follows. It says, incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified thee. The Lord says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Somebody say amen. Call upon him while he is heard. Say, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he is bountifully pardoned. Amen. He will bountifully pardon. Amen. For my thoughts, the Lord say, are not your thoughts. Amen. Neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Amen. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not hither, amen, but watereth the earth, amen, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Hallelujah. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Hallelujah. Somebody need to get that. He said, which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to be rejoicing. And the mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Somebody needs to be rejoicing, because God is saying something. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Amen. Oh, Lord, the word of God is powerful. And amen. And into his sword, the word of God is good all by itself. And the Lord is speaking this morning. And I hear the Lord saying this morning, amen, for a topic matter for the family this morning. We need to tell the family when it comes to the word of God, it's going to be right there, amen, because when God sends a word, amen, it ain't going nowhere. Somebody helped me this morning and said it's going to be right there, amen. We need to get a confidence in our heart, amen, that when God says something that he's going to do, when God makes you a promise, amen, his word is not going to go anywhere. It's going to be right there. It's going to stay right there. It's not going to move anywhere. It's going to be right there. It's going to be right there until it accomplishes what God has set it out to do. The problem is a lot of times when God says he's going to do something, it's not God that changes his mind. It's not God that changes his promise. It's not God that changes his word. It is us, amen, that stop having faith and confidence in what God has said he's going to do. Hallelujah. It is us that move away out of the place that God has told us to stand. When God said, I need you to stay right there. I need you to don't move, amen. I need you to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. It is us that move from that place to that place. And God has to come by and ask questions. Why are you over there when I told you to stay over here? You're going to miss your blessing when you move out of the way. You're going to miss your blessing when you let doubt come in. You're going to miss your blessing when you let worry come in. You're going to miss your blessing when you stop believing in what God says. Just because you got to wait sometimes. Just because it don't come back the way you want to come. Just because it's not set up the way you thought it should be set up, it doesn't mean that God is not going to do what he says. He's going to do what he says. He's going to do what he says. And his word is going to stay right there until it accomplishes what God has set it out to do. Hallelujah. God said, but let me tell you something about my word. He gave us one illustration here in Isaiah. Maybe we can come up with a few more. He said, as the rain cometh down. Hallelujah. See, when God sends the rain, hallelujah, he sends the rain, amen, and when the snow comes from heaven, amen, when God sends the snow, amen, it returneth not to him, but it has a purpose, amen. These are some illustrations of his word. He's using the rain and he's using the snow as an illustration of his word. He said, when I send it with purpose. I send it with authority. I send it with power. I send it with strength. I send it with the ability to accomplish what I told it to do. Amen. He don't just send the rain and let it rain. He send the rain. He have a conversation with the rain. He have a conversation with the snow. He tells the snow exactly where I want you to fall. He tells you exactly what route I want you to take. He tells you exactly what earth I want you to land onto. He tells you exactly what he wants you to water. Amen. He tells the snow the same thing. He tells it exactly what I need you to kill. And then once you kill, I need the seed off of that which I have, what has been killed. I need the seed off it to fall on the land. Then I need you to water it as the snow waters in the seed. Falls there, it lays there on the earth, and it turns from snow to water, and it fertilizes the seed, and the seed begins to crawl down into the ground, and it takes root, and it begins to grow. Hallelujah. God is magnificent. He is awesome. God, there's no one like him. Nowhere in the universe, there's no one that can stand before God. There's no one who can challenge God. There's no one who should doubt God. But everyone should believe in God, because God gives us all kind of illustrations and evidence that he's a God that's able to do exactly what he says. It is us who need to keep our faith. It is us who need to hold on to his unchanging hands. It is us that need to believe him all the way through. Amen. It is us that need to petition God on his promises, on his word. It is us who need to learn about him. It is us who need to know more about God and get an understanding and a relationship with him. So when he sends the word, we'll stay right there, because you know his word is going to stay right there until it accomplishes what he's sending out to do. Let me give you an illustration of how powerful the word is. God gave Jonah. Everybody know Jonah. Amen. God gave Jonah a word to go do something. But Jonah, he decided he was going to do something else. God told him to go to the east, and Jonah decided to go to the west. I guess Jonah figured out that if he didn't go to the east and then he go to the west, then everything was going to be all right. Amen. Because, you know, maybe if he changed his direction, if he go
become selfish and self-centered and do what he wanted to do and disobey God, then God would say it's okay. No, God said, when I tell you what I want you to do, I want you to do it. Now, God said, when I promise you I'm going to do something, you have to have confidence, believe, and there is no doubt that he's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do, because his word is going to be right there. Somebody say, it's going to be right there. It's not going anywhere. It's going to, so Jonah went on and got in this ship. Oh, I know I could see him. Can you see him? Open up your spiritual eyes for a minute. Let's walk this thing on out. And then I'm going to go ahead on because I got things I need to do. But listen here. It says that when Jonah went to the ship, amen, it said that Jonah had to walk up the plank, up the thing, so he could get up on the ship. I can imagine God's word was hovering over Jonah when he was walking up the ship. The word was going up the ship. And when Jonah got in the ship, I can imagine that God's word got in the ship. When Jonah got comfortable on his ride, I mean, can imagine that God's word was right there, sitting and laying, eating and having a conversation, tagging on with Jonah. Amen. Amen. Even when God sent a message to the wind, says, I need you to call the storm to come. Amen. In the ship. And even when, amen, the storm began to rage and the people on the ship came to understanding that something is right because it's not normal, someone is here that is against the God of Isaac, Israel, and Jacob. Amen. And someone is here that we need to deal with because this is not common. This is not normal. They even had sense enough to know that somebody went against God's word. So they draw the straws, and the straw fell on Jonah. Amen. And Jonah said, listen, just cast me on the side. He'll save the ship. Amen. Because the word is following me. Amen. So somebody got the word following them in their life. God done promised you that he's going to heal your body, but you keep on believing the report of the doctor. Somebody told, God done told somebody, I'm going to heal your husband. God, I'm going to mend your marriage, but you just keep on depending on the counselor. Man, you don't want to believe what God said because although God done said it don't look like it today because your husband might be doing the same thing. Your wife may be doing the same, acting the same way, but if you just continue to believe, put all your trust in God's word, saying that God's word is not going to return back to him until you accomplish this thing in my husband, until you accomplish this thing in my wife, until you accomplish this thing in my children, until you accomplish this thing in my health, until you deliver me and deliver my children, until my son come up out of prison. God's word will not return because it's going to stay right there. So Jonah, hey, hallelujah, God is working his word. Jonah got cast over, and God said, you know, God is an awesome God. He's full of kindness and mercy. Even when you be disobedient and rebellious to his word, when he done sent it out, God still prepared a big fish for old Jonah to scoop him up. Amen. A very prepared fish because he was able to live inside of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Amen. And after God had dealt with him, because the word was right there saying, Jonah, you remember what the Lord told you, Jonah. Amen. You should have did what God told you, because God's voice is not going to leave your head. God's going to keep reminding you of your assignment. God's going to continue to remind you that Jesus died for him. God is going to continue to remind him that people are waiting on that word that God has put on his tongue. God kept reminding him through his word that, listen here, son, you got to obey Almighty God, because in the end, God won't force you to do it, but God will put some pressure on you. Hallelujah. Amen. God will make you remember that it is God that is in control. Amen. And so Jonah got kicked off on the world. And when he hit the earth, the Bible says that Jonah went down what God told him in the beginning. He took a 3-day journey in one day. And I'm trying to tell somebody the word of God is right there. It's not going anywhere. So don't take the 3-day journey in one day. I'm trying to tell you this morning, I'm trying to encourage you. If you just go head on and let God have his way, yeah, your children will be all right. If you just let God have his way with the word that he had already said in your life, when God said, I need you to give up this, I need you to do that, I need you to go over there, I need you to do these things. If you want to help your family members, members. You know, charity begins at home. The greatest gift that I can give a family member is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I say the greatest gift that I can give a family member that I give up to my sons and my daughters and let them know that Jesus is the way. Because the Bible says in Psalm 27, I think it's verse 10, it says that even when your mother and father forsake you, oh, when God done took me on the other side, when I done reached my limitation, God gonna be right there for you, and I'm gonna give you a name that you can call on. The name is Jesus Christ. All you can do is call on His name, and I promise you, He'll save you. You're the best thing that you could do for your family is instilling with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, giving power and authority over their flesh. The best thing that I could do is let my family know that Jesus is the way.
He is the way. And there is no other way. Bible story land, I want to leave you with that thought today. In the marvelous name of Jesus, when God sends a word, it's going to be right there. It's going to be right there. It's not going anywhere. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. We need to quit thinking and ask God to show us a plan. He got a plan for all our lives. Once I became a member of the body of Christ, when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, His plan became in full effect in my life. I just have to learn how to stop fighting against God, submit myself, humble myself before God and pray. Amen. Seek His faith. Turn from my evil ways. Repent. Amen. So God can heal the land and I can go on and be an asset to my family. The best gift. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. I got to go now. But the best gift that I can give my family, hallelujah, is Jesus. Why? Because He gave up His life. Amen. Watch this gift. He said, I gave up my life so I can give you the gift of eternal life. Oh, man, hallelujah. Amen. That all things will pass away and all things will become new. But I got to get rid of my thoughts. My thoughts and His thoughts and my ways is helping the Holy Ghost. Somebody is caught up in their own thoughts. They figure they can think the way they want to think and things got to be. But God is the author and the finisher of our faith. God is the creator and the orchestrator of our life. God determines our days. I say, God, oh God, hallelujah, amen, God. Yes, sir. Pick up your cross and follow Him. Because Jesus gave up His life. One Friday in the Bible said that early one morning. Some folks say Sunday, but early He got up. But He didn't just get up. He got up with all power and authority in His hand. He got up and He unchanged the thing that happened in the Garden of Eden. He got up that grace and mercy can have His way with the Ten Commandments that He gave unto Moses. He got up and gave us a new commandment that we put God first. Amen. And love our brothers as we love ourselves. Everything going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. I'm telling you that God can do what no other can do. God can do what mama can't do, wife can't do, father can't do, husband can't do, children can't do, money can't do, prestige can't do, power cannot do. Well, Lord, have mercy. I'm glad You sent a word in my life to say I wasn't going to be that no more. And ever since that word came, and when the rain came, when the snow melted, and it went into the ground and took the seed of Johnny McCray, and I sprang forth, I have never been that name again. I had some ugly names. But ever since God, amen, sent His word, I know it wasn't my intelligence. I know it wasn't my education. I know it wasn't my wit, because I couldn't wit the devil. I couldn't wit an old adversary. He was smarter than me. He's better with the words than I wit understanding. But God sent a word. I come to tell you this morning, find a word. Get with God. Tell God to send your word. send me a word. You got that rebellious son. Hey, God.
You got them children that's all out of order. Huh? You got self problems. Hey, oh, Lord, financial woes. Yes, Lord. You feeling lonely, frustrated, depressed, full of anxiety. Oh, somebody might want to give up on living. Hey, God, in the name. Don't want to tell nobody about Jesus. Lord, send me a word. I heard the man of God. He said, that's all I got to do is ask you to send a word. Send a word. Send a word. Lord, send a word. Yeah, if you send a word, and I know the word is going to be right down until it accomplishes, I'm going to wait, I'm going to be still, I'm going to wait on the word, I'm going to let the word have its course, and everything you tell me to do, I'm going to do it. If you tell me to repent, I'm going to repent. If you tell me to forgive, I'm going to forgive. If you tell me to walk, I'm going to walk. If you tell me to run, I'm going to run. If you tell me to sit, oh, I'm going to sit. But whatever, Lord, God, Jesus, you tell me to do,
I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to do it. Yes, God, it's going to be right there. And God, we thank you this morning. Amen. For a word that will not return void, but will, has accomplished everything that you're sending out to do. We bless your holy name. And I thank you, Bible Storyland, for God is truly an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. And we honor him and we thank you. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your servant, Pastor Johnny McCray. We ask you to restore, refresh, renew his strength. In the name of Jesus, order his steps today. And, Lord, I thank you for the word that you gave to him to pour out in us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the word is going to be right there. No matter which way we go, like Jonah, no matter where we go, the word is going to be right there. So we got to obey God. So, Father, I thank you for his obedience to you. I thank you for all that you're doing on his behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for him keeping his eyes stayed on you. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the word that you gave him to bring forth in Isaiah 55. Oh, God, we thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. What a word, what a word. We thank God for that word by Pastor McCray this morning from Children Born in Christ Ministry. And truly, God is doing a mighty work in Children Born in Christ Ministry. So we thank God for the pastor, for the members. We thank God for each of you. He said, wait on the Lord. We got to wait on God. He said, the word going to be right there. We got to stand and see the salvation of the Lord. So, you know, he brought a mighty word this morning. So he said, we got to let our families know that Jesus is the way. We got to get rid of our thoughts and put on his thoughts, put on the mind of Christ because, you know, his thoughts are higher, his ways are higher. We don't know the way. But God truly knows the way. So I thank God for that awesome word this morning. It is salvation time on Bible Story Land. You know, people need to be saved today. You looked around. Oh, my God. Many people not saved. I saw a lady yesterday with them skull heads, a dress with skull heads on it. I'm like, Lord, save that woman. Let her know that that's not of you. So I thank God. Salvation is not earned. It's a gift from God to mankind. John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have, what kind of life? Everlasting life. You know, we're going to all have life, eternal life, but, you know, it's where we spend it that counts. I don't know about you, but I want to spend it in the presence of the Most High, the Holy God, the Righteous King, my Creator. That's where I want to spend eternity. So I thank God that he sent not his son into the world to condemn us, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. So you know what? We cancel that backsliding demon, and we invoke the spirit of faithfulness. God wants us to be faithful, 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 faithful. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Testimony time. Press 1 if you haven't already. Testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Press 1. You can share the goodness of the God of God that He's done in your life. You know, every day He gives us blessings. He loads us up with benefits every day. We just got to receive them. Sometimes we say we complain and we don't receive our blessings, but you know, God gives them. He loads us up every day. He's faithful. So I thank God for each of you. Testimony time. Anybody got a testimony?
I want to thank God for Bible Storylands.
Amen. Thank God for you, Karen. Amen. Anybody else? Testimony time. Okay, let's see. Somebody. Okay, looking for testimonies this morning. Share about the goodness of God. You know, He does great things for His children now. He's always doing great things for His children. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous God. Well, okay, hold on. Let's see. We got Prophetess Lawson on here. You got a testimony. Good morning, Prophetess Lawson. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I just thank God for the word that was given. I heard the preaching, the singing. I was totally blessed by Pastor Johnny McCray. I just thank God for him. And, like I said, on today, it was a rich word. And I just thank him, and I would just want to encourage him even the more, because every time I hear him, he just speaks to my heart. And I just want to let him know that I thank God for him and his due diligence to study and to be in one accord with the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. I hope you're going to be on here praying with us today. Thank the Lord for you. All right. Well, it is praying time. Praying time. You know, we need to talk to God without stopping. Say, pray without ceasing. We got to talk to the Father. He's our God. He's our Lord. You know. I don't know about you, but when I was a child growing up, I used to like to sit in my daddy's lap and just talk to him. Just talk to him. Sit in my mama's lap and just talk to her. And sometimes just listen. They had wise things to tell me. They were people of wisdom. But you know what? Our Heavenly Father, He created my daddy. He created my mama, your daddy. You know, He has things He wants to say to us. So, you know, we already in His palm. Let Him speak. And let's listen. You know what? Sometimes we talk. But we got to listen sometimes. Sometimes we just got to get in the secret place with Him and say, Lord, here I am again. Lord, here I am again. Not just, we don't have to want nothing. We can just be there. Just in His presence. His presence, there's just so much in His presence. My God, so much He wanted to do for His children. So, it's praying time on Bible Storyland. Anybody need a prayer? Press 1. Anybody need prayer? Press 1 if you haven't already. Press 1. Praying time. It's always praying time, but you know, on Bible Storyland, we're going to pray for you this morning. Have a prayer request. Press 1.
Sister G.
Yes?
This is Jackie. I have a prayer request. I just woke up. I'm so sorry. I missed some of it, but I got the word.
Amen.
I want pray for my sister Deborah. She's in the hospital. I know my cousin probably already told you about her and her husband. Both of them are in the hospital, but they're doing better. She had surgery and it went okay. It went well, and she's doing better. So just pray for her strength and her husband's strength, and pray for all of my senior citizens and my whole family, and just you know all my cathedral people. And all of my little clients, my little Miss Lois fell and broke a leg, but she's better. 102, trying to still walk, but she's better. Pray for her and pray for all the children.
Okay. Yes, Lord. God is a good God. Anybody else? Thank you, Jackie. Gotcha. Anybody else? Prayer request. Got you, Pastor Hawkins, your husband, your family, your church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, Mother Hawkins. Anything else, Pastor Donna?
Yes, ma'am. Our friend Deacon Herschel Dungy passed away on last Sunday, and he and his wife were formerly from Harvey, Illinois, right outside of Chicago. They moved here for Paducah, and they only lived here for a few years, but they loved Paducah. They had to leave here because he lost his job and couldn't find another one, so they moved to Kansas to be with her daughters. But she's bringing his body back to Paducah. The funeral is going to be a week from today, so the Herschel Dungy family really stands in need of our prayers. I asked for prayer for him a few weeks ago, but he did pass away on Sunday. But he's saved, so the family, they're okay, but they still need our prayers.
Yes.
And Jackie gave you the names of Deborah Jones, Eddie Green. They are both still at Lewis Hospital. So please, please keep them in prayer.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes? Anybody else? Praying time. Prayer request. Prayer request this morning. Anybody need prayer? Press 1. Okay, well, I need prayer this morning. I got a lot of paperwork that's deadlines to get complete, so I'm asking for prayer that, you know, I will meet these deadlines, get everything accomplished, and that I have to get done. So I need prayer, so thank God for y'all. All right, well, we're going to start praying. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for Pastor Donna Hawkins? Her husband and family, her church family, Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church, her mother-in-law, Mother Hawkins, and Deacon Herschel Dungy's family. The funeral's going to be coming up soon. And she asked for Eddie Green, their cousin, I believe. So if you could pray for that, and then we'll go from there.
Deacon Herschel, I didn't know I had you on mute. I was saying, Deacon Herschel, what was his last name?
Herschel Dungy family.
Dungy. And, and somebody?
Eddie Green. Right.
Eddie. Okay.
And we got Deborah, too. We'll pray for her.
Okay. Father, we just thank and we praise you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh God, in the Missionary Baptist Church, oh God. We ask you, Lord God, to be a shield around and about them. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. We thank you, God, that you said in your word that it's so good for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. So I pray that the spirit of unity rests on Macedonia Baptist Church, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for each and every member, oh God, and I thank you for spiritual increase. For the people coming to Macedonia Baptist Church. And I pray, Lord God, for the ushers, the deacons, the leaders, oh God, everybody in the respectable places, from the choir to the musician. Oh God, let the order flow and let your Holy Spirit have his way with each person, oh God, that as they become your ministers of the gospel, whether through greeting, whether through song, oh God, let them, Lord God, live a life, oh, God, that others may see your glory through them, oh, God. Then, Lord, we thank you for the woman you are ordained as the pastor of Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We thank you for Pastor Donna Hawkins, oh, God. We thank you that she's the under-shepherd and you're the chief shepherd. God, I thank you to continue to order her way. Lord, lead her down green paths for your righteous sake, oh, God. God, even though, Lord God, sometimes, oh God, that as she walked through places that she's not too familiar with, oh God, let her not overcome and let her not overtake her, oh Father. Bless her mother, oh God, Mother Hawkins, oh God. Oh, we thank you for giving her long life, oh God. Bless her husband, oh God, that their marriage will stay strong, oh God, and their children, Lord. Let no harm or danger come nigh their dwelling, oh God. Father, keep their mind in perfect peace, oh God. And I speak to his health, oh God. Oh God, this strength in his body. I speak to her health, oh God. And I say healing is the children's bread. Father, we thank you, Lord God. A long life have you promised us, oh God. And I thank you that you keep Mother Hawkins, oh God, and continue to bless her and keep her, Lord God. And then, Lord God, as Pastor prayed on, ministered on the day, God, you said, we, Lord God, desire that our family stay on this side. Oh, God, but the word of the Lord came on the day that, Lord God, in death there's no sickness, and in heaven there's no suffering and pain. So we lift up Deacon Hawkins' Dungy family, oh, God, for they'll know whatever their loved one went through on this side, that he's have peace at the river, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, that they'll come in the foreknowledge, oh, God, that there's no sickness, no sorrows, no nothing in heaven, that he is rejoicing in the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that he's saved. We thank you, Lord God, but we lift up his family, that they'll know that he, the testimony of his life, and they'll follow after the footsteps of the testimony of his life, that he live a life according to your word. He live a life, oh God, according to your son, Jesus Christ. Now, God, who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think, but those who can't understand why he had to leave, oh God, speak to their heart, oh God. Speak to their heart, Lord God. I encourage the wife. I encourage the children, oh God. Oh God, I charge the angels to minister on their behalf, to minister reconciliation and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Father, we thank you. And we lift up Eddie Green to you, God. But you know what he stands in need of, oh, God. You know, Lord God, that more than I can even ascertain. But, Father, Lord God, the one who hears prayer, God, meet him at the point of his needs. Meet him, Lord God, for the things, or meet her, Lord God, at the point of her needs, oh, God. Bless her going and bless her coming in. Bless whatever hands they put their hands to touch, oh, God. Oh, God, let it be a blessing. And, God, we thank you for a circle, oh, God, around them. Oh, God, a circle, Lord God, that as they walk forward and as they do anything, oh, God, that they'll know that the hand of the Lord is upon their life. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Lord,
amen, amen. Thank you, Prophetess Lawson. Okay, Pastor Donna Hawkins, can you pray for Jackie Travis, her husband, her two daughters, her patients that she take care of, the elderly at Cathedral Towers, and her sister Deborah, and, of course, you know, Miss Lois. She's 102, and she broke her leg. So if you could pray for her, we appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. Gracious Lord, I humbly bow this morning, thanking you, Lord, for allowing us to see this day. Father, I do thank you for the word that went forth on this day, Lord. And, Lord, I do ask that that word not fall on deaf ears, Lord, but that it will accomplish what you have purposed it to accomplish, Lord. Lord, bless Pastor McCray, Lord, in everything that he sets his hand to do. Now, Lord, while I'm praying, I ask a special blessing, Lord, for Sister Jackie Travis. Bless her family, Lord. Bless her husband. Bless her daughters, Davida and Janae, Lord. Bless them and keep them in your care, Lord. Lord, I ask a special blessing on the patients that she serves there at Cathedral Towers, Lord. Bless every senior citizen, Lord. Bless their homes. Bless their children, Lord. Touch their minds and touch their bodies, Lord. Lord, every now and then, we come against things that we don't understand, Lord, but you know all about them, Lord, because you made them. You know the number of hairs that they have on their heads, Lord. And sometimes, Lord, people will say things that they really don't mean, that they really wouldn't say otherwise, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you are a heart fixer and a mind regulator. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would regulate the minds of the patients that Sister Jackie is serving, Lord. And, Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister Lois. Lord, bless her and keep her in your care, Lord. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Jackie's sister, Deborah, Lord, who's in the hospital right now, Lord. But, Lord, you made her too. You know what's going on with her kidneys, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you are more than a doctor. You are a healer. And just a touch from you, Lord, will heal her body, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to touch her, and not only her, but all the patients who are at Lord's Hospital on this day, Lord. All the patients who are in the hospitals all over the world, Lord. Lord, we ask that you would touch right now, heal and deliver, Lord, as only you can. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on you at any time, Lord, and you will hear us because you care for us, Lord. Your word says that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you do care. We thank you, Lord, for your tender, loving care. Lord, we ask you to bless us and keep us in your care. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I'm going to ask two people to pray for me. Prophetess Lawson, could you pray for me first? And then Pastor Donna Hawkins, could you pray for me next? Thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the vessel that you ordained, Lord God, and you named her sister Carissa Gatlin, oh God. Father, as she sat on her father's and her mother's knee, as she sat down and received a word just to hear from them, Lord, you said, oh God, that when we honor our mother and our father, our life will not be cut short, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for long life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you, Lord God, for all that she put her hands to. And I remind her, shaded of our soul, I remind you, Lord God, of her labor, oh God. I remind you, Lord God, of the words that she's been given unto you, oh God. Lord God, as she set up her daycare, as she educate children, Lord God, as she go back to school, God, everything that she's involved in, even in her church, oh God, as she minister the children, as she minister the people on the street, oh God, for whatever task now that you have added unto her, oh God, that she needs to get done, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for creating the time and space, oh God, creating the avenues, lead her in the right pathway, oh God, that she may meet the person that she may need to help her, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that besides the people that need to help her and to further along the ministry, oh God, we ask them that they come from the east and north and west and the south, but let them have a meek heart, a humble spirit, oh God. And then, Lord God, for the things that Sister G, oh God, has to do that require mental capacity, oh God, I thank you for the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, that's empowered by the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you increase the power, oh God, of the wisdom, revelation knowledge, oh God, that she may see things, oh God, that she may hear things that may cause her to derive at a answer that, Lord God, that will line up with your word and your will for her life, oh God. We shut down every voice that will try to speak to her mind that is not of you, that will lead her to the left or the right. But, Father, I pray, Lord God, that she stay in the path of what you have called and ordained for her, God. We come against every spirit that will want to block, God, your will for her life, oh God. And we loose the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, oh God. We come against any spirit of heaviness, oh God. We loose the spirit of praise to rest upon her, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, when we speak out about any spirit of sickness, oh God, that want to rest on her body, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing is the children's bread. Father, we come against any attack of the enemy that will cause her, Lord God, to back down or turn left or right. But God, we thank you, Lord God, that for the guiding and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we loose the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct and to keep her mortal body, oh Father. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And any other needs, oh God, needs within the home, oh God, need within the vehicle, God, whatever is going on, Lord God, that is not aligning with your will for her life, and as you order her to go, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for go ye shoes, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for the people that she witnessed to, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for all the things said and done. Now the God who can do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Bless Sister G's going and bless her coming in, Lord God. Oh God, give her divine favor, oh God. Hallelujah. Give her divine favor with mankind, oh God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God. Oh God, for all that is going to be added in this prayer as I turn it over. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I bow again, calling on your holy and righteous name, Lord. Lord, before I ask for anything, Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for the precious gift of Sister G that you have given to the world, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the difference that she has made in the world, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her words of encouragement, Lord, her words of wisdom, Lord. Lord, I thank you for all the people that she has changed, Lord. Lord, I thank you for her witness. I thank you, Lord, that she lives the life before men, Lord, that they may see her good works but glorify you, Father, in heaven. Lord, I ask a continued blessing, she, Lord. Bless her. Bless everything that she sets her hands to do. Lord, we thank you so much for giving her the wisdom and knowledge to write a book, to publish a book, Lord. And we know that that book is a blessing from you, Lord. So, Lord, let her book minister to other women. Let her book minister to other people, Lord, who just need a word from you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for divinely inspiring her to write the book, Lord. Lord, bless her. Keep her, Lord. Lord, allow her to finish that paperwork that she needs to do on this day, Lord. And, Lord, give her, just give her what she needs so that she will be able to move forward, Lord, into bigger and better things, into brighter things that you would have her to do, Lord. Lord, she is such a blessing to all of us, Lord. Lord, we thank you that she has taken her time, Lord, to bring Bible story land into the homes of those who need to hear a word from you, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for using this precious lady as your vessel, Lord, to share your message, Lord, with the world. Lord, we ask a special blessing on Sister G. Bless all the children whose lives she's touching, Lord. Lord, bless her church. Bless everyone that she comes into contact with, Lord. Lord, she is your daughter. You made her, Lord. She is your bold daughter who does not mind letting the world know that she belongs to you, Lord. So, Lord, bless her. Keep her, Lord. Keep her in every way that you know she needs to be kept. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. We want to be kept by you, Lord. So, Lord, bless her. Keep her. Keep her in your care. Keep her safe, Lord. Keep your arms of protection around her, Lord. Don't let any hurt, harm, or danger come nigh her dwelling, Lord. Just bless her and keep her in your care. We love you, Lord, and we thank you so much for the precious gift of Sister G. Thank you for blessing her. Thank you for keeping her. Thank you, Lord, for keeping her healthy, Lord. Thank you for keeping her strong and on your battlefield. We love you, Lord. We thank you for bringing her through danger seen and unseen, Lord. Lord, continue to bless her and keep her. Keep her strong. Keep her mind, keep her heart, Lord. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his endless sake, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all for the prayers. I appreciate it. Anybody else need prayer? We're going to be closing out soon. Jackie, you feel like singing this morning? You still got a phone on mute, Jackie. You feel like singing this morning? All right. Well, another day. I know she got a busy schedule, but we'll call on her another day. I thank God for each of you. I love all of you. And you know God loves you. He's so merciful, so loving, so kind towards us. And we got to give him praise. All of our hallelujahs belong to the Lord. We got to continually praise him, honor him, and let him know how much we love him. You know, he's always loving us daily. But we got to learn to follow his commandment. He said we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's a lot. In other words, give him our all, everything in us, give it to him, surrender to him. So you know what? I thank God that he knows my name. Yours too, even our address. He knows. He already knows what we're going to do tomorrow if we're still alive. He knows that too. Nothing he don't know. Isn't he great? He's a great God, a mighty God, no God like our God, Jehovah. He is everything that we need. So I thank God for each of you. Look forward to hearing from you next week. Did anyone say anything? I'm sorry. Hello? Okay, I thought I heard someone saying something. All right, well, look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It will be Joyful Praise Day on Bible Storyland. So I look forward to hearing your precious voices next week. I love you. God loves you even more. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And don't forget, praise the Lord, no matter what you're going through, praise him anyway. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you.